Hi, hello, Wiffle Nation, and good morning. Welcome to your Thursday, April 21st, 2022 edition of the Holy Commutes Podcast Morning Radio Show. The only show that gives you daily content from around the Wiffle world. You can follow us on Twitter at Holy Commutes. Don't forget the unholy. My name is Carl Coffey, and all month long, as you know, I'm joined by Josh Smith, creator of the legendary Wiffle Kitchen Wiffles Digest, founded the Huntington Wiffle Ball League, and of course, he's one half of the Two Wiffle Dudes podcast. Josh, week three of doing this, man. How you doing?
Good morning. How's it going, man?
Good morning. Listen, our last two leagues are dead. We did Potomac. We did Hess. Those are dead. This week, HRL, they do not die. HRL Twin Cities, they do not die. They just get stronger. So, yeah. To keep the show under an hour, Josh, because this is a commuting show.
It's going
to
be a challenge.
Yeah. We're gonna focus on the early years. You and I, we've been involved with this sport a long time. And for me, Josh Smith, as you know, I've been involved for a long time. I really got involved in competitive football summer of 2004. And guess who was involved with the sport in 2004? Truck Moriarty. Pat Truck Moriarty. The founder of HRL, and he's still involved. He may not be the commissioner of HRL, but he's still he's running a team. He's running the Bears. So let me ask you, how can someone do this for so long and still be relevant?
I mean, do it for the right reasons, and I think I know we're focusing on the early years here, but, you know, you ask a question like that, I mean, I don't know how to not address the obvious answer here. He's had the ability to be able to walk away and step down when he's needed to do that, you know, because he's – I don't know how much involvement he has when he's not commissioner. I'm sure he's consulted and asked, but he actually has the opportunities that I think any commissioner would love to have is I just want to – take a breather, fellas. I just want to play and just enjoy what I've made for a couple seasons or whatever. Can you just do me the kindness of just making sure you don't burn this down for a while? But they've managed to not only do that, they will maintain or even grow the league during that time. So it's just, I don't know, they hit pay dirt immediately pretty much with this league and managed to grow it. So I don't know. They just managed to do no wrong with this league, so it's bigger than Truck. They just, I don't know, it just a golden egg of the situation.
I mean, let's take a time machine back, 2004, 2005, the early years of HRL, and I still remember the Wiffle publication, Wiffle 2K, that ranked the websites, and HRL was one or two. So back then, they did something right. So in your opinion, Josh, what made them so special in those early years?
Well, I would say I am not from the upper Midwest, but I do have a brother-in-law that's from Wisconsin, and he does tell me that they only have two seasons in that area. And you're from Michigan, so I'm sure you'll agree. They are ready to come outside when it's warm enough. So I guess that just the fact that they're able to – you know, immediately pretty much tap into that, especially in the early years. I don't remember how many teams they had in the early years. I guess that they were able to build momentum so immediately from the start and then kind of just continue on from that and then grow to the eventual 20 teams that they kind of capped out at. I think they may have gotten to 22 or 24 teams at their apex, but something, if memory serves, I think they sort of stalled out at 20 teams. That's about as many teams as the league can handle, you know, without getting just kind of beyond being able to keep it between the lines there. So, I mean, it's just they were pretty much able to found the league, build that momentum, and then just off to the races with building teams and sort of establishing themselves in the Twin Cities area. So it's just, I've never really seen many other leagues that have been able to sort of just take root like that.
All right, there's there's something called
Sorry, I was so messy.
There's something called longevity, and we talked last week about Chris Galloway's impact on the sport, and but you know, he went away and Truck hasn't. This is kind of a question that wasn't on the show sheet, but it's, you know, it's a gun to your head kind of question. If I said Josh Smith, whose resume is more impressive, Truck or Galloway? Would you answer that, or would you just say, Carl, next question?
I don't know. That's tough. On one hand, you've got Galloway that, you know, he ran his own league, you know, the Potomac Wiffle Ball League for, you know, they're very similar creatures. Because, I mean, Chris Galloway, you've got a guy that he started his own league in Lawrence, Kansas, and then he transplanted to the Washington, D.C. area, started a new league, and then he started a nationally renowned event, the National Wiffle League Association tournament that brought a lot of people together. And then you've got another person, Fast Truck Moriarty, started a league in, you know, Massachusetts, transplanted to the Twin Cities area, started another league, started Whistling for Wishes, and then that brings a lot of people together. So I mean, it's almost like they're the same person, but I would almost dare to say, and I will go ahead and say, kind of in my opinion, just because by the numbers, Whistling for Wishes reaches more people. It was in half a dozen cities. It was functioning, I think, at its, you know, high watermark, and raising thousands and thousands of dollars for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, but I don't think it's still functioning any longer, or he's handed that off. Possibly, I don't recall where that's going anymore. But you know, kind of, I lean a little bit more towards Truck's resume there. But you know, I don't want to completely sweep the leg of what I just said there, because Chris ran his league the entire time, whereas Truss has intermittently handed his league off to various people, where Chris has not had the benefit of being able to do that. So it's very difficult for me to really it's not clear to me who has the more impressive resume, because, you know, they're both head and shoulders above most other commissioners. I don't think nobody else is really in the running to me. They're both, like, you know, in a top echelon of commissioners.
Truck was from Massachusetts, a easy place to grow the sport. That is a wiffle mecca, if we will. Moves to Minnesota, which is anything but wiffle ball mecca. I don't know. They like weird casseroles and hockey. He goes to Minnesota. He starts a league. And people have talked about it before, but I don't know if it does truly get the full respect it deserves. What he was able to do going from Massachusetts to Minnesota, starting a league, and now is approaching 20 years. So we're going to talk growth, Josh Smith. You love talking commissioners. You love talking about this kind of stuff. So what do you think Truck was able to do in those years to be able to make something grow in a place which you understand, West Virginia is not exactly a place where you know, easy to grow wiffle ball. He did it in Minnesota. Yeah. So what do you think he did right?
Well, I mean, first of all, he's kind of, a lot of people, most commissioners have not ran multiple leagues. So he's already had one league under his belt, a first draft. And I remember HRL Mass. It was a pretty good league, but it was nothing really I couldn't tell you much about it. It wasn't a overly impressive league. A lot of leagues for Massachusetts in the, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, they were a dime a dozen. They weren't much to write home about. I'm sure he learned a lot of lessons from just overall league operation from that first league. But Truck himself, I think he's an insurance agent or something like that. So I think he probably knew a lot about promotion and advertising. So I think that is probably something that served him well with getting HRL Twin Cities off the ground from the outset. Also, you know, the Twin Cities is a very heavily populated area, and, you know, there's a lot of people to potentially rope in to bring in, you know, into a league. And there's two sides of a coin to look at when you're going, This area isn't known for wiffle ball. If you're in a rural area that's not known for wiffle ball, it's dead on arrival. I would say, you know, it's stony ground. Don't plant your seed. You're not going to get a harvest. But if it's a pebbly populated area that's not known for wiffle ball, there's something, you know, there called potential. He sees that there. Minnesota, you know, it's known for wiffle ball leagues there now. It was not known prior to HRO Twin Cities, and that's because Truck, you know, Moriarty created that. So there were probably leagues there before that, but I cannot think of any. Nobody can. So, you know, if you've got people and you've got something you want them to do and you can make it sound like it's, you know, something that's appealing and you have the personality and the means to advertise it, you can make it happen. So this, and if you've ever met Truck, then you know that he's somebody that can make you want to do something. So he's definitely a charismatic person. So it does not surprise me that he was able to get this league, you know, on the map pretty quickly.
Awesome. All right. You know, this last question, you've already added two leagues to your Mount Rushmore of all-time wiffle leagues, Josh Smith, Hess and Potomac. Let me ask you, is HRL going to join them in that mountain?
Doy. I mean, yeah. Doy. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, this is a league that's sort of like...
George Washington?
Not George Washington. Maybe not. It's kind of hard to say that they're a bit more of a dark horse. They're not like... they don't hold the same... Truck is somebody that I was thankful to be able to finally meet. It took a while for HRL to finally kind of get involved into the NAA tournament. They're an outlier league. They're not in it for the people. You know what I mean? They're more in it for the, you know, they get together, they crack some beers, and, you know, they're there for the night, and that's it. So, it took a while for them to sort of warm up to the nationwide aspect of that. So it took a while as a result for them to get involved in the NWLA tournament. They finally did, you know, finally get some top five and top three finishes and all these different things. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just like, am I a fan of the league or am I a fan of Truck? That was something that took me a few years to sort of sort out, right? So, and Truck sort of is in the, you know, in that leadership, you know, driver's seat position, he's out of it. And he's in it, and he's out of it. And when he's in it, I love it. Nothing against D and some of these other guys that have been at the helm. They not only keep the house in order and from burning down, they keep that league thriving and growing and changing in very exciting ways and take it to new heights. But, I mean, I'm going to put it on my Mount Rushmore, but it's not my George Washington. I know Grover Cleveland is not on Mount Rushmore, but, you know, due to the nature that Grover Cleveland was, like, not a sequential president, he kind of had that, you know, he was president and then someone else was president and he was president again. It would be more befitting where, you know, Truck kind of keeps leapfrogging his tenure as commissioner of that league. But it's just that kind of is a testament of how special that league and that particular commissioner is. I can't think of a single other league that could handle that constant shifting around of things, but they managed to play it very well, sort of like an improv.
All right, Josh, listen. HRL, Hess, Potomac. There's only one spot left. Will next week's league join them, or will Josh say, listen, Carl, there's someone else who's going to join the Mount Rushmore of all-time wiffle leagues? We shall see. Any last words about the great HRL Twin Cities?
No, just keep at it, guys. I mean, I think, I don't know, I can't say with certainty what league has the longest longevity right now. But if I had to guess, gun to my head right now, I would say HRL Twin Cities. I think they got started around 2003, 2004. Yeah, 04. So I would be not shocked if this is the longest continuous running wiffle ball league in the country right now. So keep it going.
Right on. And when you say league, it is a league. They're not doing the, you know, the four tournaments a summer,
yeah,
one weekend a year kind of thing. It is a continuous league, and
yep,
they're getting close to 20. Yeah,
they have the two different divisions. They have like a St. Paul division. They have like, or the Hopkins and Egan division or whatever. But I mean, it's just it's something that I've always envied myself. I always, like, I started two divisions in my league at one point. You know, the River City and Jewel City division. We had divisional logos and everything. It was just something I kind of drooled over and was very jealous of that they managed to have. There was always something to be kind of inspired by in terms of that. Like, their stat keeping and everything was just like, it was, you had to be careful to just be like inundated with just information if you didn't tread lightly going into their website. They do it right.
All right. HRL Twin Cities, Josh, this monthly series has been fun. Next week is our last one. So tomorrow, I don't know who will be hosting. As I said last week, you know, who knows? Fridays, it's a hodgepodge of hosts. But as you know, this is the only show in Wiffle Ball. It gives you daily content from around the Wiffle world, Josh Smith. You can listen on Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. So for Josh Smith and Carl Coffey, thanks for listening. Stay safe out there. See you.